First Lady Jill Biden spotlighted the record of the Biden administration as the first to appoint so many openly LGBTQ plus officials. Last month, when the White House named Karine Jean-Pierre as the new press secretary, she became the first out LGBTQ person to take the high-profile job. Jill Biden also denounced the red state's laws that have restricted school discussions of gender identity and sexuality.
In places across the country, like Florida, Texas, or Alabama, rights are under attack. And we know that in small towns and big cities, prejudice and discrimination still lurk. It shouldn't take courage to be yourself. It shouldn't take courage to go to school and walk down the halls as the person you know you are.
According to the National Crime Victimization Survey of 2017, LGBT people over 16 years old are nearly four times more likely to experience violent victimization than their straight peers. Javier Gomez is an 18-year-old student who recently graduated from high school in Florida. He's one of the many LGBTQ activists who has been fighting against the Don't Say Gay law in his state. He shared his difficult coming out experience and emphasized the key role of educators in supporting LGBTQ kids.
When I was 5 years old, I knew I was different. I knew I liked boys, but I didn't know the words for it. I was mocked and bullied. As I grew older, coming out was a rocky process. But my fifth grade teacher provided me the support I needed to understand my identity. I fear other students in Florida and across the country would not be able to get the same support because of hateful legislation like the Don't Say Gay bill.
The orders signed by the president seek to discourage conversion therapy, which is a discredited practice that aims to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. The orders are also intended to promote gender-affirming surgery and expanded foster care protections for gay and transgender parents and children. Biden said his order will also focus on children's mental health.
Today, I'm about to sign an executive order that directs key federal agencies to protect our communities from those hateful attacks and advance equality for families. The executive order will also support mental health for children by addressing bullying and suicide and making our schools safer. Addressing the nation's mental health crisis is a key pillar of the unity agenda I announced in the State of the Union address.
Biden urged Congress to approve the Equality Act. The measure would amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to also prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity. The House has already approved the measure, but it is stalled in the Senate. I'm Violette Bellou for KPFA, Pacifica Radio.